Hey, welcome to the call.
Hey.
Who's this? Hey, welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Sheridan.
Hello. Hey, Sharon, this is Julian.
Hello, Julian.
Hey, give me one second here. I'm going to start the recording here, and I'll be right back. Try to dial back in and let me see if I get this going. Be right back.
All right.
And not getting paid for it?
No. Hey,
everybody, Mike's on the call. All right. If anybody has some background noise, you can hit *6 to mute out your background. *6 to mute out your background.
Hello, Becky from Burley Falls.
Hey, Becky, welcome to the call. Jules, you still there? All right. All right, guys, I'm not sure what Jules told you guys at the beginning of the call. I know I had some moving and shaking to do this morning in order to get here, but I'm here. And Jules was actually going to set off the call. I know he stepped away for a second. But Jules, you there? All right, cool, though. So whenever he gets back, he gets back. But who's on the call anyway? What's your name, where you calling from? I know Becky's on the call. Who else is on the call?
Manny from Hinesville.
What's up, Manny? Welcome to the call, brother. Who else is on the call?
Appreciate that.
What's your name and where you calling from, guys? Who else is on the call? All right, cool deal. Well, it's Friday. Jules, whenever he gets back on the call, he's just going to step in, and he wanted to share a few words. Jules, you just stepped in. Who's on the call? State your name and where you calling from.
Yeah, that's me. It's Jules.
All right, awesome.
I was trying to get
a
recording, but it wouldn't record. I don't know, maybe it was okay. Time or something.
When I logged on, it said it was recording.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, you got it going. but, you know, you can set up the call, Jules, if you want to. If you still feel up to it, you can go ahead and tackle whatever you want to share with the community, and we can move from there. There's a decent amount of people on the call, and they're still chiming in. It's Friday, so if you're here on Friday afternoon, you're definitely serious about your business and your life, so welcome to the call. So, Jules, if you still want the floor, brother, I can pass it on to you.
Well, you wanted to open it, so, I mean, go for it, and then I'll tap in right in after you.
All right, cool deal. Well, and, you know, like I said, I was doing some moving and shaking this morning to get here. I woke up this morning, I had this plan. Everything was all mapped out. I was going to work at the day job from like 12:30 to 3:30, come home because I had some family coming into town, and that was going to be it. And I said, you know what, all morning I'm going to work online and, you know, get things done, and so I won't have to do anything for the weekend. So I get a call first thing in the morning. It's my assistant manager. I'm like, oh, boy. I'm calling. I'm like, this only means one thing. There's a problem at the house or the auditors are there. And it was definitely an internal auditor that was there today. And they just pretty much came to check up on things and kind of get me caught up to speed. I'm fairly new to management there at the house. So anything that happens, my excuse is, well, I just got here. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, they're going through all the paperwork and everything. Everything's looking good. There's some things missing that we need to correct and whatnot. But what they do is they're preparing you for that big day. They're preparing you for when the state's actually going to come, right? For when the big guys come to really go through your books and really audit you and stuff like that. So, you know, most importantly, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that you must be ready, all right? Whether it takes somebody to step in to help you out to get ready, maybe it takes you to keep training. Like when you're training in the gym, you're training for a big show or something like that. You just got to keep going and keep pressing forward and getting ready for the big day. Because when the big day comes, you've been so prepared, you've been so trained, you've been so brainwashed this season, that things are just going to happen for you on stage, and they're going to happen naturally. So that's kind of how things happen today. They flowed. A lot of my support came in. It was like, yo, I'm coming in, Mike. I don't have to, but I'm coming. They came, they showed up, and they assisted me, and they just given me all this guidance and stuff, and everything has just been flowing. So, you know, when the moment comes, when that state comes, I'm going to be absolutely ready for that moment. And there's a lot of people on this call who have been presented with an opportunity. You've been presented with an opportunity. And I'm telling you, that opportunity, when that opportunity is presented to you, that's the moment, right? But are you mentally ready for that moment? Are you mentally ready to take that thing from point A to point A, from where you are to where you want to be? Are you mentally ready for it? And that's what this call is for, guys. This call is to prepare you, to prepare your mindset for those moments, when those times come when you need to take action right away. From when those times come when you don't know quite what to do, but your mindset is set so strong that whatever you decide, your gut feeling is going to tell you to press forward, move on, and get your job done. Guys, if you haven't had a chance to state your name, where you're calling from, you can do that now. State your name, where you're calling from. Let us know you're out there listening to us, and we're not just talking in the air. So state your name and where you're calling from.
Dave, Utah.
What's up, Dave? Welcome to the call. Calling in from Utah. So it's early morning here in Utah. Thanks for calling in. Who else is on the call? State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Deanne, just calling in from Minnesota.
All right, welcome to the call. My daily motivators are here. There's certain people that come in and they chime in every single day, and they have been given the title daily motivators because they are daily, not only motivating their lives, but they're motivating people around us. So welcome to the call. Anybody else out there, state your name and where you calling from?
Ricky, D.C.
All right, D.C. I think this is our first D.C. caller. Thank you for calling in on the call. Who else is out there? State your name and where you calling from. All right, cool deal, guys. I mean, take note of this call. I mean, we're growing. I mean, it's 2 weeks, coming into 3 weeks. I don't even know how long we've been doing the call. It's just become a part of who we are now to get on this call and just listen in and share our stories and constantly keep growing. I mean, you got D.C., Utah, Georgia, Minnesota, California, New York. People are calling in from all over the country, right? Early in the morning, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., to get this motivation to press forward in their lives and in their business. They're looking for change, and they're seeking that change every single day. And most importantly, they're making the change, because once these people hang up the phone, they're going to, whatever nugget that they pulled away from, they're going to pull away from this phone, they're going to implement that nugget into their business, into their life, and get a result. That's what we're doing. We're building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. Because if you don't have the right mindset in any part of your life, you will not get the success that you're seeking, guys. I have Jules going to come on the phone, and he's going to give us some strategies today. We're starting to open up this call to a lot of entrepreneurs, all right, of people out there who have different styles of business and do things a little bit differently, but most importantly, they're getting results. And if they're getting results, I'm going to bring them on this phone call so that they can share their stories with you, so that they can share some tips and tricks with you to teach you how to get more results in your own business. Because most importantly, I know you guys have heard this before, success leaves clues. So those people that you're constantly listening to who got the success, eventually you will catch on, you will get something, and you will implement it, and you will get a result of your own. So, Jules, I've known Jules for, oh, man, how long have I known Jules for? Since January. I've known Jules since January. I met him back in Chicago almost a month ago, and I'm telling you, he's a legit, real person. He's somebody that you definitely want to hang out with. He's somebody that you definitely want to learn from. He has a why. He has a why that's bigger than himself. Just being with him and sharing stories with him, you know, you start to realize that he's not in business just for himself. He's in business for the legacy he wants to leave for his family, all right, for his wife, for his son. He's in business for that. We sat up all night, I mean, almost like 4 in the morning, just talking strategy, just talking what we can tweak, what we can do differently, and how we can get better results. And we did it till about 4 in the morning. You know, at different parts of the conversation, you know, you can literally see tears in his eyes or my eyes because we were so passionate about what we're talking about, so passionate about getting results. And that's why I asked Jules to come on this call and start sharing more, start speaking more, and start sharing his story with everybody, because it's a story that needs to be heard, and he's somebody you definitely need to learn from. So, Jules, if you're out there, just let me know you're out there still, buddy.
I'm still out here, buddy.
All right, cool deal. I'm going to slide the mic to you, and I'm going to shut up because I can talk all day. Daily motivators know I love to talk. I guess that's why I started this call, right? So I can just talk. But, Jules, the floor is yours, man. It's a pleasure as usual. I think this is your second time talking on the call. So go ahead, bring the pain, teach them what they need to know so they can get their weekend started and get a result. Later.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike, man. That's a really awesome intro. Like that. Guys, today's call is really about, you know, being ready for the moment. And Mike got you started there about being ready for the moment, being ready to take action when opportunity presents it to you. And, you know, you've been doing that all week long, preparing yourself for opportunity. You know, you're on this call every day. You know, we have our daily motivators on this call, you know, preparing their mindset for when that opportunity comes along. And a lot of that is just, it's so important for your business, for your life, to prepare yourself. It's the way I can relate it to you, it's like playing chess. And, you know, really great chess players, they play 2 to 4 moves ahead of where the game is actually at. And by doing so, that's how they win every time. Okay? And so when you start thinking about, you know, your life and your business and what you're doing, and you're starting to prepare yourself constantly, well, that's the key, a really, really big key to the success, is because when you're prepared, when opportunity comes along, and you keep your door open and doesn't have to knock on it, then you can take advantage of it right there and then, because you've been prepared and you've been, you know, doing everything that you need to do to take advantage of an opportunity. And so, share a story with you about that, and specifically within my own life, how when I wasn't prepared for opportunity, I couldn't take advantage of it. And then when I prepared myself properly, I was able to capitalize on opportunity. Okay? And so I work in the IT field. You know, I work with computers and network infrastructures and all that kind of stuff. And when I first got started in my career, I really wasn't prepared to take advantage of opportunities when they presented themselves. So I didn't have the technical skill set. I didn't have the knowledge or the experience to take advantage of new job opportunities when they presented themselves. I wasn't prepared for them, right? And so I kept on wanting to earn more money, but I wasn't ready for it, right? Because when I went to go look for a job, you know, I was told I didn't have the right skill set, or I didn't have enough experience, or I didn't have a degree, and I didn't have these different things to be able to allow me to have success, right? And so seeing the challenges that I was having trying to get another job, you know, and not having the necessary skill set, you know, I made a decision where I said, you know, what do I need to be a manager or be a director? You know, what are, you know, because right now I'm just a, you know, I'm a head desk guy. What do I need to be able to really advance myself, right? And so I figured out, well, I need these different certifications, and, you know, I need a degree if I want to move into management, and I need, you know, I need these different skill sets. And so I went and I got those skill sets. Some of those I went to take a class. Some of those I went to, you know, I self-taught myself. You know, whatever was needed or required to get me to the spot so that when an opportunity came again, I'm ready. That's what I did. So I prepared myself, and I learned, and I got myself experience by doing, right? And when opportunity came, you know, it knocked on my door and it said, you know, here's an opportunity for you to get a promotion, and I was ready for it, right? And at that time, the company said, you know, we think you could use a little more experience. You know, we're not going to really bump you that much in salary. And so, you know, this is what we're going to do for you. And I was like, really? I mean, I've been, you know, running the whole show here for quite a while. And I mean, you know, I'm like your number two guy. You don't want to really put me into this position. And so, you know, I said, you know what? I'm going to look around the market and see what I can do, right? Because, you know, this is not the only job around here. I mean, there's thousands of jobs out there, right? So I started looking on the market to see, you know, to really position myself. Well, what am I really worth? Right, what am I in terms of being an asset to a place? And as I looked around, an opportunity, a real opportunity presented itself to me. And because I was prepared for it, I had all the experience that I needed to have and get this opportunity, that when it presented itself, this opportunity ended up paying me 35% more than what I was getting at that time. And that time I was making about $65,000. And with this opportunity, I was going to be bumped to 90,000, right? And so, you know, had I not been prepared to take advantage of this opportunity when it presented itself, you know, then I would be looking at a different job, you know, that's maybe just $2,000 more, right? And that's a huge bump when you're talking about changing jobs, right? And so that's being prepared for opportunity. And just like in your business, you're going to have to come along who wants to join you in your business. And the question is, are you prepared to lead them with your opportunity, right? So it doesn't matter which one you're in, but are you prepared to lead them and show them the opportunity? Can you show them how they can get results like what you're getting, or have you not prepared? And so if you're preparing, you're on this call, you're getting the mindset, you're getting the motivation every day to keep going, to keep doing what you're doing, and you know that as you're going through your weekly, you know, the week, you're getting the challenges, you know that, keep this in the back of your mind, I'm doing everything I need to be prepared to take advantage of opportunities, right? And as you're sharing your story, as you're sharing your opportunities, marketing, as you're learning, these are all the tools and skills that you're putting into your little bag of tricks, you know, into your toolbox, that's making sure that you are prepared to take advantage of every opportunity. Because you never know when opportunity is going to come. You know, you could be sitting on an airplane traveling to an event, and the person sitting right next to you is in a position where they want something more. They're in the same feeling that you were in, right? The same kind of mindset that you were in. You know, there's something more about life. There's something more that I could have. But I'm not really sure it is. Or where I need to be going. But I just know there's something else. But you being prepared, being on this call, in the right mindset, spending all the time that you've spent preparing, you are in the perfect prime position to show them that there is more, that they can have more, that there's a way that they can achieve more, to have more success, more results, more time with their family, right? Because that's what you've been doing. And that's the results that you've been getting, because you've been diligently, you know, work away at this, right? And so that's all I'll leave you with, is that you just have to get to the spot, right? When you get to the spot, opportunity is going to present itself to you because you're already there. The key to getting to the spot is being prepared, right? That's the key, being prepared, right? And if you're prepared and you're at the spot, the opportunity comes along, man, it's like fishing in a barrel. You just pick and choose which opportunity you want, right? And that, I mean, it's really that simple. And you guys know, because you're on this call every day, it's all about mindset. You just put that little dial and you change your mindset, and boom, there you are. You're right there, ready to take the results. So, Mike, I'm going to I'm going to close it out unless you have something else.
Hello?
Hello, guys. I'm here. I'm sorry. I was on mute. Apologize. Jules, thank you so much for sharing that piece of information. I think one of the biggest things that came from what you said just now in the last few minutes is, are you prepared to lead?
Right? Okay.
The people who are on this call are leaders, because you are not asking. You're not letting somebody tell you you need to develop your mindset. You already get it. All right, you already get that you need to develop your mindset. You already get that you need to develop your skills. You already get that you need to lead people if you want success in any area of your life, whether it's you're leading your family, leading people in your business, leading people at your place of employment. If you want success, you have to be prepared to lead. When that opportunity comes, are you prepared to lead? And understand that everything that you've been going through in your business, whether you've been getting people have been telling you no. You have been getting better at telling them what the deal is, but they still have been telling you no. You've been going from opportunity to opportunity. You've been writing, creating content, and not getting the results that you want. Just understand you are preparing yourself to lead. I know that in the past I have been messing up and failing so much, but when the time came, when the opportunity presented itself to me, I was ready because I had failed so much. I was ready to share so much information and teach so many people so much stuff that did not work that I was prepared to lead. And it's the same thing, guys. You have to be prepared to lead. Jules couldn't have said it any clearer and any better than that. You must be prepared to lead, guys. This is Friday. I don't know the date. I forget dates, but it's Friday. I want you guys to go into the weekend with your head up high, all right? I want you to go into the weekend already knowing, already being in that moment that you are a leader. You are somebody that is prepared to lead. You are ready. You already have your opportunity, and you're ready for it, and you're willing to do what you need to do to get from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be, guys. I want you to text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. Keep coming to these calls each and every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as we grow, the more we grow, the more people that we're going to get involved with this call and the more knowledge that people are going to start sharing with us. Top earners in the industry are going to want to get on this call and just market themselves, period. Point blank, period, because that's how much this call is going to grow. I'm setting that intention. I'm putting that vision into the universe. Yes?
Hello?
I thought somebody called my name. Sorry, guys. But
yeah. That was me. That was Manny.
Go ahead. You wanted something to say?
Yeah, I actually have something to share that it kind of relates to what Julian said and what you said. My first one is, well, basically what he was saying about being prepared, you know, and what you said also about how, you know, you always fail and you always wonder when are you going to really lift yourself up and when you dust your shoulders off or the dust really fully come off. You know, today I went, basically, and I got a job. You know, they hired me. I cut meat. You know, it was a pretty paying job, and I got it today. So, I'm excited about that. And I know exactly where you were coming from about the preparation. But another thing I want to share, this is, like, real personal. So, this is, like, I'm really breaking my comfort zone. And it's about the mindset that you were talking about, how so many things can happen to us. But if we have a strong mindset, we can sustain ourselves and we can keep going for where we're going. Long story short, I found something. I was digging in Facebook, in my girlfriend's Facebook, and I went too far in. And I found something. So usually in those situations, most people won't be stable. They won't know what to do. They'll, you know, spaz out and kind of just go crazy, you know. In this situation, I realized that since I've been in this business and I've been calling every day to these calls, that my mindset was a lot more durable, you know, to that kind of power that basically just hit me. And, you know, just sitting here thinking, like, really, like, how I have grown so much just by coming on to these calls, you know, and thinking every single day that you have been mentioning, it's like every day you mention something, you kind of relate to what happened the day before.
Hmm.
So it's like a connection, and it's real crazy because one thing that will overcome anything, no matter what problem you're having, no matter what situation you're having, is that if you have a strong belief in something, a very, very powerful belief in your drive, in your daily drive for what you do, for being a part of something, that will, it'll concave over every issue and problem that you have, and it'll rise you up to the occasion, and it won't break you, because, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and what doesn't break you so is going to make you. So I really looked back, and I said, wow, you know, this business gave me the mindset to say, okay, I know what I'm going to do. If I have to cut this person off, I'll cut them off. But my main focus is still where my main focus is at. Like, Julian messaged me yesterday, I think it was. It's like, hey, bro, what's going on with your Facebook? You know, it keeps getting deleted. And, you know, even though I'm having those technical difficulties, my mindset is so strong that I'm willing to actually make a new one every single day until I find out what it is that I'm doing wrong and how I'm going to prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just getting like, I'll get like a notification from my YouTube saying, oh, there's something that was flagged on my YouTube channel. And I'm getting like all these negative feedbacks that's going on in my daily life. But because I have my eyes on the prize, because I'm so focused for what I want, and I'm so willing to do whatever I got to do to get it, everything is falling into place for me, you know. And I keep God first, so, like, I got the job today. Now, when I get back, you know, I'll probably go home, make another video, do a blog, you know. I did a video this morning. Usually our videos are supposed to be about 4 minutes. Mine was 13, and I felt like the way that I explained the business, I really unfolded it, and it's because of the mindset, because everything I've been doing, because everything I've been fighting and striving for every single day, because of what everybody's been telling me, hey, listen, you need to tweak this, you need to change that, and you need to step up your game, you know, just making sure that you follow to those lessons and you follow that. It'll take you over anything. It's like that power of belief and that mindset. Those
absolutely
two combined.
Man, you have got to step in, brother. I'm loving your passion right now. You're bringing up. He's had a lot of growth in these last couple of weeks, guys. So I congratulate you for that, brother. I congratulate you for just keeping pressing forward and making things happen. Keep coming to the calls, making change, and sharing your testimony. We're getting close to the 12:30 mark, guys. I want you guys to go out there and enjoy your Friday, and at the same time, do whatever you need to do to get the result that you decided you were going to get earlier this week on Monday. You guys can text Motivation 77948. Keep bringing your passion to the call. Keep sharing your passion about the call with other people. Let's grow this call, and let's do what we set out to do, building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win, guys. This is Michael Williams. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, same time, same place. Later.
Peace.
Later.